Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Ryan Young is our guest. He's a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Ryan, tell us about CEI.
We're a think tank based in D.C., although we have scholars around the country. We focus on regulatory issues of all kinds, whether it's trade policy, energy policy, financial regulation. We do it all. Our website is CEI.org.
I encourage you to check it out, folks. Our good buddy Wayne Cruz and a number of others are part of that group. Hey, Ryan, there's going to be some focus this year, even by the new administration, maybe especially by the new administration, on reining in technology, the big tech. And there's a couple of different angles. One of them could be just a pure antitrust approach. And another one could be antitrust is a broad brush against all, you know, it could be used against any company. But then there's another provision called Section 230 that companies like Google and Amazon and Facebook and Twitter and people, companies like that, have that are protect them from being sued because it's said that they're not publishers like a newspaper is. But we now know that that's not exactly right. So we have two potential assaults on these to rein in their, in my opinion, their excessive control and power and influence. What do you think is going to happen first, or will they happen together? What do you think?
Well, the two big antitrust cases that have been filed so far are going to be a slow burn, taking years. Facebook and Google have both already been sued by a mix of state attorneys general, the Justice Department, and the Federal Trade Commission. Those will likely not hit court until late 2022 or early 2023. Those cases are still being built up, although I've looked over some of the initial complaints that have been filed, and I would say the government's odds in court are not good.
Because really?
The bar for antitrust enforcement is the consumer welfare standard. It's not enough just to be big. You actually have to have
tell that to Microsoft. Tell that to Judge Penfield Jackson 20 years ago in Microsoft. I mean, there were no consumers at that trial. It was all competitors.
Yeah, and that's why Judge Penfield Jackson's decision got overturned, and the case essentially resulted in a draw. Microsoft paid a bit in fines and then was left alone, and then they left the browser tied to the operating system.
Yeah, yeah,
because they couldn't prove consumer harm.
Right.
I think something similar would happen with the cases that are upcoming against Google and Facebook.
So could Section 230 be enough? Could Section 230 put a dent in their oppression?
It might. That's not an antitrust issue, though. That's
right.
A speech regulation issue, so
right.
Separate. But a lot of the same people are involved in it. They want to use it as a tool against the big tech companies, maybe for competitive reasons, but it is a separate issue. I don't know how much that will succeed. The Democrats have less appetite for using it than the Republicans do right now, although that could change.
Can't we all agree, though, that Facebook and Amazon and Twitter and Apple and Google have too much influence, too much unconstrained influence? When you got a company like Amazon who can shut down a competitor of Twitter's, you can't tell me there's not some collusion going on there. When you get that kind of coordination going on, you can't. I mean, in what universe are we not in the streets with picks and shovels, storming the ramparts about that? What do you think, Ryan? Am I crazy about that? About saying that? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, we wouldn't let General Motors shut down Ford.
No, but here's the thing, though. Amazon Web Services and Parler don't compete against each other.
Well, I know it's coordinated. Amazon's. It's all part of the – well, Abe, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Parler was back online within 2 weeks using one of Amazon's competitors. The market worked. There wasn't a monopoly in web services there.
Yeah, but the fact that they did it, it was I mean, the symbolism, it's a dangerous thing. Let me say something. America will never be weaker by not trusting the big tech companies. I will tell you that. That's my opinion. Hey, Brian, thank you for being here. Good job. Will you come back soon?
Yeah, happy to. Thanks for having me, John.
We'll see you next time. Ryan Young, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to check them out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.